Welcome to another edition of El Paso Primetime. I'm Dennis Wu, sitting in and doing all kinds of things this afternoon to get the word out on quite a number of important things that are happening here in El Paso, including the fourth annual fundraiser called Jewelry for a Voice. It's presented by an important organization in town that you may or may not have heard of. It's called En Voz Alta, and we'll talk about that in just a few seconds. First, let me go ahead and introduce you to Beth Longenbaum. She is the co-chair of this event and also part of this whole process of telling you about this important thing. Magda Alvarado is a volunteer. She's in the executive council and is also a mom who's involved heavily in this. Welcome, ladies, to El Paso Primetime.
Thank you for having us here today.
Thank you.
Let's first off talk about En Voz Alta. I don't think people would be totally involved in this project until they know exactly what you do.
I'd be happy to tell you about it. En Voz Alta means in a loud voice, and it was primarily started about 8 years ago with just a grassroots movement of educators and therapists who work with the hearing impaired and parents of hearing impaired children. And their mission was to get together and have a support system, especially for the parents, to meet other parents and also to spread the word of what needs to take place when their child is diagnosed with hearing loss. Because as Magda can talk about in a few minutes, it's a very difficult experience to be told that your child is hearing impaired and you don't know where to go or what your first step is. So that was the primary mission, and it still is, of En Voz Alta, to get the word out to parents and families of what needs to take place for their child and who they need to contact and what type of information they need to have in order to get the best education, therapy, support services for their hearing impaired child and their family.
A very important service, and one that really needs more of a voice in this community. Magda, let's talk a little bit about the process. When you were told that your child had a hearing loss, a hearing impairment, if you will, it's a challenge. Where did you go first?
He was first diagnosed with the audiologist, Ms. Andrea Sweetnam, and that's when they told me that he had the hearing loss. It was quite a devastating moment for me and my husband, and we had heard that there was this En Voz Alta organization, and they invited us to a pizza night. We went to that pizza night. At first, honestly, we thought we were alone. It was hard. We didn't know what to expect, and we thought you don't hear very many people that have the hearing loss. But when we got into this pizza night, I realized that we had there were a lot of children there. They helped me with their emotional support. I realized we were not alone. There were many families going through the same situation, and the kids were basically as any other children, learning as any other children. And I really like the organization, and that's why I just started to volunteer.
Your organization En Voz Alta is so vitally important to have a voice in this town, to be able to help parents like yourselves. There are single parents out there I know who are struggling because they don't know where to turn, and worse, because they're single, they don't have the support group at times to be able to do that. How do they get a hold of you?
This is very true. I'm a retired educator of the deaf. I taught hearing impaired children for over 30 years. And it is true that families just don't know where to turn, and they feel very devastated. And it's something that most families have never experienced, because children with hearing loss is one of the major handicapping conditions. People don't realize that. And with the infant newborn screening, that's where we're picking up the children now. Whereas before, children would go for years without having been to school because the parents thought, well, they can't even educate their children. They just have to keep them at home. But with all of the public education and the rules for disabled children, they started to enter school with the early detection, we were picking them up at birth, mm-hmm. and were able to start preparing the family for school. And the hearing impaired children can enter school when they're 3 years old. And that's what Magna's son did. He entered when he was three, but prior to three, he was getting services from birth, where certified teachers of the deaf would go into the home and teach the family on how to handle the apparatus, the hearing aid, the cochlear implant, how to begin using speech and language, sign language with the child. So early intervention is one of the key factors in serving these families, and that's one of InVolsalta's greatest missions, is to get that early intervention. We are part of the University Medical Center Foundation. You can get in touch with us through them, which is 915-521-7229 is their phone number, and they can be directed to InVolsalta. You can also contact me. I'm Beth Longenbaugh, and my phone number is 525-5820. And we have a whole network of people that either the University Medical Center Foundation can connect you with, uh-huh. or you can be connected also through individuals within the group.
Coming around the corner is something that we talked about last year, and I understand it was a success. So this time around, it's the fourth annual fundraiser, Jewelry for a Voice, that'll be happening on a Saturday night, April 25th, at the El Paso Club. Let's talk a little bit about the fundraiser itself. What kind of fun things can we expect?
Well, it's really a unique event for El Paso because it's held at the Chase Building downtown, mm-hmm. on the top floor, the very top floor at the El Paso Club. It's a beautiful, beautiful venue, and people can come in. We serve a dinner. We have a jazz band that plays, and we have an auction, a silent auction. And this silent auction is made up of jewelry that has been donated from throughout the community by many very known, well-known jewelry stores here in town. Susan Eisen is a big donator. Jewel Gallery gives us a piece. Brighton. I can go on and on. They have always been so generous. But one thing that is truly unique about our event is we commission an artisan here in town who, by the name of Richard Inman, who makes a bead. It's a lampwork bead that is very delicately made by melting glass. Mm-hmm. And he makes 30 identical beads. And those identical beads are made available to any local artisans, jewelry artisans, either in Las Cruces or El Paso. They can come pick up one of these beads. The only condition is that they have to return it in a piece of jewelry that they've made.
Mm.
And so it is amazing that we have 30 pieces of jewelry with an identical bead, but every piece is very unique. And they are very beautifully handcrafted. And we have a contest to award the greatest, most beautifully crafted piece an award. But those pieces are also in the auction, in the bid.
When we talk about the hearing aids, it used to be, when I was growing up, it looked like a little transistor radio with a little earpiece and whatnot. But, you know, we're in the 21st century, and now we have the implants. We have all kinds of neat little inventions that help a child hear the world the way it's supposed to be heard.
Yes, I've been in, like as I said previously, education of the hearing impaired for 30 years. So I've seen a lot of that transformation. And it is the cochlear implant has opened up the world to profoundly deaf children in a way that no other hearing device ever has. And for children who are profoundly deaf, they can begin to hear speech and language. They can read phonetically. They can sound out words. Because children who are profoundly deaf, it's difficult for them to learn to read because every word is a sight word.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so they don't phonetically learn to pronounce the words. But with the technology of hearing aids, mm-hmm. to what they are now, and to cochlear implants, it's opened up a whole new world for these children. And that's one thing InVolsalta does. We have a committee where parents who fall between the cracks of either they don't qualify for a hearing aid financially or cochlear implant financially,
mm-hmm.
or they may make too much money for their insurance to pay for it. There's a lot of families that fall on both sides of that.
Right.
And so we fill that gap. And last year we were able to provide hearing aids for 12 different children in El Paso. And we also provide a hearing aid loaner bank, because when a child's hearing aid goes down, they don't hear.
Right.
The school districts are unable to provide backup systems. Parents don't have the money to provide backup systems. So we have a hearing aid bank that is run by the audiologist who is also part of our group, Andrea Sweetnam, and she runs that, and she's able to provide the loaners or the parts.
You know, it's an amazing network that you have inside in Voz Alta in order to help a child hear the world the way it's supposed to be done. You know, and yet there's so much work that still needs to be done.
And we also feel that it's not only work with the child, but it's work with the family as well. And that's why we sponsor two pizza nights, which Magda had spoken about before, twice a year. And that's the time when families from throughout El Paso, we cover Isleta, Socorro, El Paso District, San Elizario. We've had families come in from Cañatillo, Las Cruces, and they come to our pizza nights because they know that this is a time when they can talk together and support each other. And during pizza night, we separate the children out for activities, and the parents, for an hour, are being able to listen to a presentation by any number of people regarding hearing loss, the family, reading, what they can expect when their child goes to college, what kind of camps are available. Mm-hmm. So it's an information gathering time.
Again, the way I'm looking at this, you can help 12, but you know that there's 10 times, maybe even as many as 100 times out there that need help.
Yes.
Tons of help.
Mm-hmm.
And Magda, you've been a spearhead for this whole process, being able to come to the stations like us and tell us about it. Elsewise, we'd never find out about it. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
So, you know, again, let's talk again about the fundraiser that's coming around the corner.
It's going to be held Saturday, April 25th at the El Paso Club, which is on the very top floor of the Chase Bank at 201 East Main. The event is from 6 to 9 p.m. Tickets are $50 per ticket. And when you purchase a ticket, there are forms here at the station, or you can call 521-7229. For more information and to purchase tickets over the phone. And when you do purchase tickets, you will get a letter from the University Medical Center Foundation to apply towards your taxes, because we are a nonprofit organization. So you will get that. And we would appreciate your help and support tremendously, because we know that every dollar counts, and every dollar we make goes back into our missions and our projects.
It, again, I'm being repetitive, but this is such a vital resource for El Paso that needs to continually be to grow. You just need to constantly grow, because there's such a need out there. And it's one that you don't often hear of. We always hear about cancer, diabetes, this, that, and the other. But hearing loss is such a profound thing.
And it is, and it affects every aspect of a family and child's life. And Helen Keller was once asked if she could have one of her disabilities back, which would she prefer? And she said, well, vision, blindness separates me from things, but deafness separates me from people, and I would choose to have my hearing back. And if Helen Keller were alive today and lived at this time, she could have that. So we're always moving forward and making things better, just as she did.
That's food for thought for all of you who have thought about helping and were waffling and sitting on the fence. It's time for action. So if you need all that information, it'll be up on our website, and the forums are here at the radio station. If you'd like to come and pick one up, we'd be more than happy to give you one and point you in the right direction. Beth, Magda, thank you so much for coming in. I really appreciate you. Don't be strangers, as we say around here, mi casa, su casa, away from this event. when it comes time for pizza night. Come on back. Let's talk.
That would be great. We would love to be here because we as well want to get the word out. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. And I am so happy to have two lovely women here from the YWCA. We're going to talk about something that's really important that's coming around the corner. It's the 22nd Annual Women's Luncheon. With us this afternoon, Lori Garman and Lara Marivani.
Exactly.
Welcome, ladies, to El Paso Primetime.
Thanks for having us.
Let's go ahead and start right off the bat. Let's talk about the 22nd Annual Women's Luncheon. This is really exciting this time around.
It's going to be a fantastic event. It's an annual event that we have. About 2,000 women within the community all gather together to support the YWCA. And this year we're featuring a fantastic speaker. Her name is Amanda Wirtz. And she is a humanitarian, an unbelievable businesswoman, a music aficionado. She's actually a very accomplished violinist. And we're going to get to hear a little bit about her and all that she does when she gets here.
Absolutely. You know, the background story to Amanda is really already very uplifting. I had a chance to look over her biography over the last couple of days, actually, and I'm so impressed by this woman. A woman who served our country and served our country so well and yet wound up with a debilitating disease, and it hasn't stopped her.
It's incredible to see the way she not only took that, made it a part of her story, but made herself better because of it. She is what we all are. We all struggle. We all have things that we have to work through. And to see everything that she has done is truly inspiring because, like Lori said, we have the list of things that she does that is incredible.
You know, one of the things that I noted most about her, and I've yet to meet her, and I'd love to just sit down and spend an afternoon with her. Because, you know, it's so easy for any of us anywhere in the country, in the world, to have our pity party. Something hits us, and all of a sudden, boo-hoo, you know, poor me. But this is one woman who went out and turned it around so that she could help others.
Absolutely. And she... You were just saying, she is a veteran of the Navy. She worked as a decoder analyst for about 7 years, I think, mm-hmm. and then did become ill. And she took that illness. She put her energies all into health and fitness after that, and figured out ways that she could not only help herself but help others. And she champions causes for women all across the country, and particularly a lot for homeless veterans.
You know, I was watching some videos of her as a violinist, and her prowess is incredible. She's world class.
She is amazing, and it's so exciting for us to be able to have her present, share her story at the Abraham Chavez Theater. I feel like that is going to make it that much more special because it's going to be not only her sharing her story, but her performance, because she does bring her violin with her, and she will be using it throughout her speech.
It's an incredible time to have this women's luncheon, and of course— everything that happens with the luncheon comes right back into the community.
Correct. The YWCA is the largest YWCA in the United States, and all of the money that we collect, this is our largest fundraiser of the year, and all of the money that we collect goes to help pay for things like our child care services and consumer credit counseling services and our fitness programs. There's just a myriad of programs, Lyra, you might want to add to
when
just what
people,
I said.
Yeah, when people think of the YWCA, they think a lot about our branches, our exercise, gyms, all of those opportunities that we have. But the Y is also entrenched in the community in a way that is a little bit mind-boggling. We have the Transitional Living Center. We have services for parents that are getting divorced so they can help their children. Everything that we do is to help the community in some way or another. And a lot of people don't know that until they start looking into it and they see all of the branches that we have, every people that we serve. It's really all encompassing. And Amanda really fits into what we do, the advocacy that we have to empower women and to help them, because that is part of what she does.
It's a new age that's in our community that has to flourish, and certainly the YWCA has been part of that. Part of that transitional living center is that child care center that's right around the corner from us here on Schuster. It's a beautiful facility. It used to be nothing more than a bunch of apartments for little punks who came to school here, and I had to use that word lovingly. But, you know, nowadays you have to have a full comprehensive child care center, and y'all have really developed a beautiful one.
Well, we are lucky enough to be working in UTEP with University Heights is what it's called. It's an early learning center. It is open to staff, students, and professors. Random person on the street can't come and bring their person to this early learning center. Right. It's very special because the children are coming to school at the school where either their parents work or their parents, you know, learn. So that is awesome, an awesome opportunity for them. And we are obviously nationally certified, and we try to empower the children and really, you know, help their growth and help them become the best person they can be.
It's a wonderful – it's a great little handshake opportunity, actually, between the university and the YWCA. It only shows how the community finally is coming into its own and really is embracing everything that's here to offer. Now, let's talk more about the YWCA's services, including the credit counseling service. People know about that, and yet people are a little hesitant to go do the counseling thing, and they feel a little ashamed about, you know, I've maxed out my credit card, and now I'm not answering the phone calls, that kind of a thing.
It's something that happens to all of us. I mean, for me, I get caught up in the moment and all of a sudden I have no more money. And, you know, it happens before you realize it, and it's nothing to be ashamed of. And it's wonderful to have this opportunity from a nonprofit where you know that the work isn't how it says, for profit. So what they're doing is to help you and to help you get back on your feet. We have so many amazing stories of people that were going through foreclosure that had their credit cards maxed out, people that want to buy a house, they don't know where to start. All of these services, all of these questions can be answered through our program. And, you know, I understand how people might feel hesitant, but it just takes one step, one phone call, and we're more than happy to help you. That's why we're here.
And their situations are held in the strictest of confidence.
Exactly.
And really, I think once they step inside, they'll feel the comfort zone and wonder why they may not have done it even sooner.
Exactly.
And the comfort zone is always available at every one of the YWCAs. Lori, how does it take a whole year to plan for the next dinner?
Oh, yes. It takes a whole year and a lot of restless nights, I think. Actually, I have a fantastic committee that's working with me. We've been doing this for 22 years now, so we have just a few things, you know, under control that are fairly normal. The one thing that is different this year is that the event will be held at the Abraham Chavez Theater, mm-hmm. because the bowling tournament is being held at the Convention Center. But even though some may look at it as a challenge, we looked at it as a great opportunity. It's a super venue for this event, particularly with Amanda playing the violin as part of a presentation. And we're going to have a fantastic boxed lunch. That's kind of a little different. That's why we're calling this our out-of-the-box luncheon. And, you know, it's a convenient location. We're really, really excited to be having it there this year.
The inspiration that Amanda brings to the table is one that I can already feel just by reading her biography. It's just something really special.
Yeah. Everything she does, it almost takes my breath away.
Mm-hmm.
Because not only does she have a profession, Not only does she travel around the world speaking, not only does she foster her music ability, but she's founded the Worldwide Rotary Club on Facebook. She's a very big Rotarian. I think she even studied through a Rotary education program when she was younger. And she you know, works for homeless women, for veterans, for other military causes. And so she's truly a role model for all of us.
She certainly is and will continue to do so. I mean, this is one woman who really does deserve the Medal of Congress, to be sure. An incredible role model that you get to see here in El Paso by attending the 22nd Annual Women's Luncheon. Now, tickets are still available?
Absolutely. Tickets are still available. And there's a myriad of opportunities to sponsor the event at higher levels if you'd like to underwrite the event or become a corporate sponsor. There are plenty of opportunities, and you can go to our website at...
The website is www.ywcaelpaso.org, or you can always call us at 533-2311, and we'll be more than happy to help you.
Let's talk more about the YWCA services that we may not have touched on already, because, you know, you mentioned something that piqued my interest, and it's about the... people going through a divorce and the children who get caught up in the cross tide. Y'all have developed this incredible program that I kind of wish we had back in the 60s. Seriously. Let's talk a little bit. Well, let's talk a lot about it, actually, because it's really important.
Of course. Well, obviously, we all know that when a family is going through a divorce, if there are children, they are the ones that are most impacted by the change, by the situation. And the YWCA has a program that is court mandated, where parents have to go learn how to speak to each other, how to speak to their children, how to cope with the changes. And it really does help the children and the parents speak to each other and ameliorate the situation. I believe it is only court mandated. I'm not sure if people can walk in and just ask for the service, but it's something that you can always call us and ask if you're interested, if you're going through it, if you know someone that would benefit from it. We don't turn anybody away.
Anything else that we didn't talk about? I know there's a lot to talk about with the YWCA.
There are so many exciting stories to share that come out of our organization, and we're just excited to take you up on that offer and bring tons of people in that can share their stories.
Great. That's a wonderful thing. We've been talking to Lori Garman and to Lyra Marivani. They are with the YWCA, where we've been talking about the YWCA and the 22nd Annual Women's Luncheon that's coming around the corner. Ladies, mi casa, su casa, anytime. Come on down. Let's talk about the YWCA's functions and stuff.
Thanks so much for having us.
The YWCA's annual luncheon is set for this coming Thursday morning, starting at 11:30 at the Abraham Chavez Theater. And En Voz Alta's fundraiser is coming up next Saturday evening at 6 at the El Paso Club atop the Chase Bank building downtown. Deidre Westenhauser recorded and edited this episode of El Paso Primetime.